Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Happy Monday. I hope you're having fantastic holiday, Easter, Passover weekend. And I wanted today's Motivational Monday 92 to be in that spirit, in the spirit of spring, new life, reborn, and so on. Usually spring is the time where we clean up and spring clean, whether it's our garden, our closets. Business is a great way to do it, especially that quarter one is over. And as you do that, I want you to think of eliminating certain things before delegating. So very often business owners have a lot on their plates, and then they want to, when they're ready to maybe hire some help, they want to delegate, but sometimes they don't know what, or if they do, they try to put off a lot of things that they haven't thought through if they should be even done at all. As you might be spring cleaning your business, first decide what are the most important things that need to be done and what are the things that are maybe cluttering your schedule, just like there's some clutter in your closet and in the drawer and so on, that need to be eliminated first, so the most important things come to the surface. And then from there, you decide if there is anything you need help with, if there is anything you can delegate. So as there's this quote, and I don't remember right now who said it, but eliminate unnecessary so necessary can speak. And once necessary is brought to the surface, then as a CEO of your business, you can decide what is the core competency that you do and what are the things you can delegate. Happy Monday. Have a fantastic week. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.